What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
Welcome back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you are doing well.
Yeah, I hope y'all are doing good. Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 21.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is big. Like, this is episode 21, friend.
I know. It's huge. It. Like, if you've been following us and keeping up at your own pace, whatever it looks like, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So, yep. So today, I guess we're going to start off with our card game.
Yes.
For our icebreaker this week.
Okay. So if you could, it's kind of like the category we're going in.
Yeah.
All right. So you can go first, Deb, if you want.
Okay. My first one, if you could create one holiday, what would you create?
That's hard. I don't know. Because I feel like we have a love holiday. We have a woman's like holiday. We have a men's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a off work kind of day, Labor Day. I hate to be cliche. I guess like a, what we do, like a mental health holiday or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you know, really allow people to push the point to take a mental health day or something.
Okay.
I don't really know. That's a hard one.
That's interesting. I think for me, I have two ideas. The first one would be a national, like, napping day.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like, you have to take, like, there's no work, there's no school, everybody should be sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, you really shouldn't come out of the house. But then also, even though Thanksgiving is basically this, it would be like, national, like, eating day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like it's kind of like you can
just
make the
like
holidays
all types of things that you want to eat, like, I don't know, like a festival day, a national day of festivals or something like that, where you just like go and eat really good stuff and you don't work that day, you don't go to school. Like, growing up, we used to have like carnival, like when it would be the carnival, sometimes we wouldn't have school, it would be like fair day.
Oh, that's cool.
So that you can like go to the fair during the day, so something like that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of difficult. Like, maybe like a National Beach Day.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
What's yours?
If you could solve one world problem, what would it be?
Oh, man. I would definitely solve the homeless problem.
Oh.
Or the unhoused problem. I would also take away student loans.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. Or all debt, just like debt in general.
Right.
Credit card debt, just any type of debt. That was
like, you
like,
have no debt.
Yeah, no debt. Unless it was like something that you're paying off, like a car or a house or something like that. Like, you could keep that. But like school, credit card bills, stuff that maybe you took out as a kid that you didn't have no business taking out, that type of stuff would go away.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. What's yours?
I like that. I would solve everyone being overworked.
Okay.
So I would really bargain for the 4-day work week. Give us the capitalization in this.
Yes. Supposedly, I don't know if this is a rumor. You know, you got to take your news wherever. You
right.
Just pick and choose it, but. Supposedly, Bernie Sanders is trying to, like,
that's why I highlighted it. I'm like, y'all
okay,
need to do
yeah,
that. Y'all need to
write the 4-day.
Y'all
week.
Need to do that today.
Yeah.
Like
I would sign that
people
petition.
People are tired because it's just, we're really overworked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good. Like, our fast food restaurants, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The service is terrible. People are burnt out. We're exhausted. No matter what the profession is,
yeah,
we're
tired.
Exhausted. And
yeah.
So, yeah, give me a 4-day
work week. Honestly, like 4 days. Would you rather take the Monday or the Friday off?
Probably the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so, give me a Monday. But either one.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm not going to complain.
Give me 4 days. Give me 4 days to make my money, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah, that's the world problem that I would solve. So they need to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing. Okay, my next one, or my last one, is if you could compete in the Olympics, which sport would you choose?
I'm not really good at sports. Like, do I have to be good at it?
No, you're just competing.
Oh, okay. I've never even watched the Olympics either. is swimming one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I will swim.
Okay.
Only because I do know how to swim, mm-hmm. and it does sound fun,
mm-hmm.
tiring, but
very.
Yeah. Or like the gymnast, mm-hmm. if I was into that. Yeah, that's pretty much, that's going to be it for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't even think of another thing that's in there. Is tennis in there?
I was about to say, I think tennis is one.
Oh, okay. Well, that might change everything.
Yeah.
No. Still, no. Just give me the swimming. What about you?
I think, honestly, same. Like, I would do the gymnastics first, and then I'll probably swim. Tennis, I'll do tennis.
Yeah.
I think bowling.
Bowling is one? Like,
bowling, yeah.
Okay.
I would probably do that too. That would be fun.
Like, do they show the Olympics on TV?
Uh-huh. You never watched the Olympics, friend?
I mean, it was on the TV, but I never watched it.
Yeah, they have the Winter Olympics and the Summer Olympics. And
okay.
It was 1 year that it was held in Atlanta.
Were we here when it was
held? No, it was 1996. So
he
was not alive.
Well.
Yet.
Right.
But I think that's really cool that they had the Olympics here.
That's why
sign downtown, the Olympic. And over there off of, I think it's one of them streets over there by Georgia State, they have the Olympic sign.
I didn't know that.
And downtown by the convention center, they have the actual little hoops, you know, the colorful hoops. That's where I
bring. Oh, I don't pay attention when I'm here, Elena.
Yes. Well, that is our icebreaker portion. We're going to move over into our Real Talk segment. And if you guys can tell by the title, we're talking about bringing back shame.
Right.
Are you not embarrassed? I feel like this is such an important topic because nobody has shame anymore.
No, yeah.
Like, people are just walking around all willy-nilly. And they're like blaming it up to free will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody got free will. We can do what we want to do. But y'all look crazy. And then it's like, whether it's shameful in real life or on social media, it's just kind of like, where is the balance
mm-hmm.
and where is the shame?
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares how they look anymore. Like, and I know we shouldn't care about what people think. We shouldn't care how we come off to other people. But like, your image, your societal image does hold weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can act like, oh, I don't care what other people think, I don't care what other people say, but you should care a little bit on how you uphold yourself on the internet, in real life,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the grocery store, in the mall. Like, you should care about how you moving around, because people are watching and people are also recording. And
yeah,
that's why y'all be going viral. But I just think that shame should be talked about more, friend. What do you think?
I think so. I think a lot of the content I see on social media, that people are often, like, it's the things that are embarrassing or humiliating that are being exposed. And it's like, ooh, that's the tea. Or that's stuff to watch. And I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I even stopped really watching reality TV. Like, I watch reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, but I used to be involved, like, loving Hip Hop Atlanta, all, you know, like Black Ink, like, it, being a teenager, I was like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
This is so entertaining, Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It's cringy.
Yeah.
And if I'm cringing and you're not cringing,
that's
then something's
a problem.
Not connecting.
Yeah.
So I would say for shame, I never really paid attention to it, that people don't really have shame anymore, because, you know, being shameful is not something that's necessarily addressed and talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But there was definitely a time where people were like, hey, be mindful about what you put out there on social media.
Yeah.
Be mindful about how you, like you said, grocery store, like how you're going. Are you just waking up in the morning, just kind of going about your day, or are you actually being intentional about your appearance? And that does bring, I wouldn't say that's like shameful, but it's also like a sense of, you know, like your stature, how you present yourself. And I care about that.
Yeah, I care about that. Like, it's not like I'm putting all of my weight on that, but it's like, I'm not going to walk out the house knowing I look crazy, because who am I going to run into? Whether it's a stranger or it's a celebrity or it's Obama, President Obama. Well, the old President Obama. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't know who you're going to run into. And a lot of the stuff people be doing in public, it's like, why are you doing that? Why are you acting so absurd just to get attention, just to go viral, or just to like get likes and views and clicks and stuff? Like, why are you doing the most
to get that?
Why is that so validating? Like, why is your personal life not validating enough that you have to seek that outside attention to the point where you're doing the most outlandish things to get that like, you know, that, what's the word I'm thinking of?
The word I'm thinking of is ostentatious, because ostentatious means when you're just attention seeking and you're doing a lot, you know, of course that is just a huge,
like,
but that's just, you're just very ostentatious, like, you know,
very out there, just very doing the most.
It just doesn't align with. It just doesn't make any sense. Kids don't have shame. They have to be taught, hey, you might not need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's talk about that. Adults, I expect a bit more.
For sure.
And the adults are embarrassing me.
They are. And I just want to know, like, why is it in, like, the last maybe 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to say, like, the last 10 years where the shame has really gone out the window. And I would say even the last 5 years, it's gotten worse.
Yeah, the things that, and it's just not even social media. Like, when you go out and you see, you know, the things that people are doing, the things that people are saying, the fact that this came out of your mouth, like, y'all don't even have enough shame to where you're upholding that integrity and that character for people that are close to you.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, you know, it used to be at the point where, like, people were so shameful of, hey, how this might present about my family or about me, that I need to be a bit more mindful. And it's like, some of the things that y'all saying, it's like, whoa, like, I mean, I get being open on the internet and being transparent, but there's a way that you can be transparent and still uphold, you know, some privacy to a certain degree. It's a no for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, when it comes to bringing back shame, it's like people are, they just don't care. And it's like, why do you not care? Like, for example, why are you yelling at the sales clerk? Like, why are you going crazy on them? Like,
oh my gosh,
like, you are tripping out on this person. They just work here. They're not corporate. They're not the corporation. They literally just type in the buttons and say, you're total. And you're cussing them out. For what? You don't have no shame? Like, I think a lot of people need to put the mirror up and really just be like, I'm tripping. I need to stop tripping.
Yeah, and or just seeing like, hey, I'm having a bad day today. Okay, well, if you're having a bad day, you need to figure out how to go about that.
Yeah.
That is nobody else's concern. Honey, stop.
Yeah.
Like, and just like you said, if you're going out yelling at the sales clerk, okay. If you're going out and, you know, like the way that we used to say, hey, the war between going out with a bonnet on and, you know, not going out with a bonnet on, to each his own.
Yeah.
However, as for me in my house, that's going to be a no. Just because it's like,
I just don't carry myself that way.
I don't. And it's not because I want to look better than the next person or I'm judging the person that does that. Yeah. It's just, as for me, I don't want to do that. I don't care who I run into. It's for me that I don't want to show up that way.
Well, to me, I think that's, I'm not going to say it.
tasteless.
Tasteless, embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just, that's you know, like, that's your PJ wear.
Right, that's your in the crib.
I'm in the crib. I'm about to take a nap. I'm
running to the Walmart in my in-house clothes.
And, you know, and we're my, innovative.
My like, shirt got bleached. It's got a little hole on the side. Not for armpit hole. Why am I going to the Walmart like that?
And that's why I'm like, I don't know. Like, I can only speak for that as a woman. And I'm like, I wouldn't do that. Like, I put on my bonnet when I go take a nap.
Yeah.
Or I'm chilling in the house. Or I'm going to bed.
Right.
The bonnet is a ritual, but it's not a ritual that I take outside of the house. And I'm not embarrassed of my bonnet. It's just, that's not how I want to present myself.
Yeah.
I can't go on a job interview with a bonnet on.
Right.
So, it's a time and a place.
Yeah, it's a time and a place. And, I agree, friend.
Yeah, and it's just that, the pajamas.
Yeah, like, I mean, unless it's like they're cute pajamas that
no
you can
way.
Really make it work.
No.
Like a little sweatpants.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe we're talking about different pajamas.
Yeah. Like, because don't be coming out with the SpongeBob pajama pants.
No, don't be coming out with pajamas at all. Like, that is... Unless we're talking like, you know, for women, it, again, being innovative, the silk prep, you know, like the silk sets that kind of give off. I'm just saying like they kind of give off pajama look, but it's not a pajama look. It's just, you know, that's what it looks like. I'm talking like the Christmas pajamas that we put on or the plaid pajamas that you really wore to the restaurant.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
And y'all mad because these folks coming up with dress codes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, why are y'all coming to the fancy spot with the goddamn...
with the pajamas.
After Christmas dinner. Why are y'all doing that?
I don't really think that that's cute.
It's not cute, and I don't want y'all to get on us and say that we're anti-black, because that's not what we're doing.
What you mean, anti-black?
Because they'll try to say that we're being anti-black by talking about the bonnets. How they did Monique, what they say about Monique, when she said stop wearing them bonnets in the airport, and I agree with her.
Stop wearing them in the airport. Y'all, I'm serious. Like, that's not...
It's not.
Would you wear that to a job interview?
Would you wear it on a date?
Would you wear it on your wedding?
Mm. Would you wear it to church?
Like, it's just certain times and places. No one cares. Oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and I went out. Well, then go at 10. Like, wait till you fully wake up or something. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
and it ain't nothing to snatch it off. Like, take the bonnet off.
And I'm not saying you got to wear your hair. Like I said, we're innovative. We know how to
wear...
Right, we know how to do a turban,
go
to the beauty supply store and get the actual cap, you know, turban. They're cute, depending on which one you run into.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so many different things, because we get offensive when people talk about us,
mm-hmm.
but we're also not taking into consideration how we're presenting.
Yeah.
So you can't be upset.
That is true, though. Like, how are we going to say we don't like when people say X, Y, Z about black people, but we're feeding into it? By wearing the bonnets and doing the other things.
And everybody wears, you know, goes out with pajamas on.
Yeah, I didn't put no color on.
That's
that.
Just been a new thing that I've been seeing. And I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom used to complain, and my grandparents just growing up in New York, dropping us off for school.
Mm-hmm.
And when we'd be dropped off for school, they're like, I don't understand why, you know, they just wake up in the morning and go, and they had on pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in a house where it don't matter if you get up at 3 o'clock, it don't matter a.m., it doesn't matter if you're getting up at 3 p.m. and running out. We had to take, you know, the time to get dressed and be presentable. And that's followed literally everything that you're having to do in life when you have to present. When you look good, you feel good.
That is true.
So... And if you don't feel good and you are doing that, then we got a bigger problem.
Yeah. Something else to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Accountability.
Yeah.
Is the mental health declining? Because that's what it is when we're not able to really get up and put the clothes on and actually
put the time in.
Put the time in. Like, that's a real conversation that if it's deep, don't normalize and say, I just want to be myself, and you really going through some stuff and need some help.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal.
I agree with you.
Some things are normal, some things are not.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to, well, do we want to tell them about our acronym?
Yes. Yes, we came up with a SHAME acronym.
Yes. We broke it down for you guys in our own little way.
Code.
Yeah, our own little code of what SHAME means. So the S is for society.
I'm going to say SHAME. The S is for society, yes.
Yes, because I feel like SHAME does go to our like societal perspectives, mm-hmm. or our societal rules. It's like there's a lot of things that society has in place, and when y'all go against it, it's kind of shameful.
Right. Like when, yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, going back to like, you cussing out the clerk, that's shameful. You shouldn't treat people crazy.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It don't matter if you had a hard day and you're going through it. Yeah. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Exactly. And H is for humiliation.
Yes. Humiliation.
Because I just feel like when you do some shameful stuff, like, you should be embarrassed to not do it again. That's the whole point of shame. You know what I'm saying? Like, shame. When you do things that are shameful, that means
I won't ever do that again.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, ooh, dang. I shouldn't have did that.
Right, or I played too much. Yeah, you know, like, I went too far.
Yeah, that's like, where does the conscience kick in at? Where does y'all's conscience kick in?
No.
Because y'all should be shameful. Y'all be doing some things that are so shameful. But anyway, A is arrogance.
Right.
Because I feel like
when you just getting indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just being so indifferent. Like, you don't have no shame about that. You're not even trying to sit and listen.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to, you know, like, you're not even having the rationale. You're just so stuck in being arrogant about it.
So stuck in your way.
In your way. And most of the time, arrogance coincides with ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, tap in.
Yeah. Happy. You're being very arrogant. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That was wrong.
You're being an asshole.
You're being right. That's arrogant. Like, you get it together. Tap in.
Yeah.
That wasn't right. Morals.
Yeah.
M is for morals.
Yeah. And similarly to the society one, like, our morals. I think people are losing morals. That's what it is. Nobody has morals anymore because a lot of the things with shame and morals, they coincide. People go against their morals a lot. Y'all should feel shame for that.
Or maybe you never had any.
Maybe you never had any morals.
But it's time to learn.
Be shameful too.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's time to learn. Like, even if you feel like, hey, no one ever taught me that, or I never really knew that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what knowledge is about. Knowledge is free.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know something, put yourself around people who do. You never saw something before, and, you know, like, it's like, oh, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed. Mm-hmm. I know that's kind of contradictory, but it's like, don't be ashamed to ask for that. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's shameful going out here and being disrespectful.
Yeah, that's shameful.
And not knowing no better.
Yeah. Because now you're just being, like, immature. You're being just rude. You know, like, all the little negative things.
It's just...
And it's just, like, who brought you here?
Who brought you here? Yeah. It's just giving a... It's my usual catchphrase, a no. It's giving a no.
Yeah, it's giving a no.
Lastly, E is for...
Embarrassment. Because y'all should be embarrassed. Y'all be doing shameful stuff. Like, and I feel like the thing about shame is, I guess everyone can say different things are shameful.
Yes.
Like, some people might be like, oh, that's not that bad. But I think as a whole, when you do something shameful, you should feel embarrassed. You should be like, dang.
I shouldn't have did that. Like, really, for like, real.
I hope nobody saw me do that because that was crazy.
Right. And I'm like, be for real. Like, we all have been embarrassed.
Yeah.
That is just a terrible feeling to sit with.
Mm-hmm.
It's either like, you laughing or you cringing inside.
Exactly. It's cringing and you think about it, or you at 3 a.m. thinking about it, like, damn.
I should have did that. In hindsight, I should have said X, Y, and Z. Right, like, I should have acted like that.
Exactly.
So it's, if we have shame, when we get to the E of embarrassment, you know, respectfully, if we think about those things, would we really be sitting with that embarrassment? Like you said, 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I was just going through this. Oh, yeah. I could have did this.
Yeah.
Why did I lash out like that? Why did I embarrass myself in front of these people?
Exactly.
But instead, you just, I showed out. I acted out. I did whatever. I don't care.
Right. I don't care. I live my life. I do my thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And that's why they're talking about you, because you're shameful.
And I'm embarrassed. And now I'm embarrassed.
Right, now I got secondhand embarrassment because I seen what you did.
Really a thing. My mom's like, she gets secondhand embarrassment. And I don't know. I don't sit well with embarrassment myself because it's just like either I'm trying to not take it serious and laugh, like laugh through the pain.
Yeah.
Or I'm just so cringed out that I'm like, oh God, hide me. Yeah. Put me away for a bit.
Yeah, for me, embarrassment is, it gives that. It's like, oh gosh, I don't want to be, nah, forget about it. I want y'all to forget.
Leave. How can we leave the premises?
Yeah. Like, how can I erase y'all memory?
Right. Embarrassment is just wild. Like, it's giving, why to act like that? Yeah. But, you know, all the thoughts are just, whoa.
Yeah. But I feel like it's shame the same as embarrassment.
I think. So
I feel like they definitely go together.
Yeah. I just feel like with shame, though, it's like, I feel like shame is more, I feel like they're about the same. I feel like with embarrassment, it's just kind of like more like internal. With shame, it's like an external type of thing that you're communicating, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, shame is more of like you, how can I say it? For better words, it's like you put that out there. Mm-hmm. You did that, and it's the thought of like, okay, I should be ashamed of myself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what's coming to mind.
Okay.
But with embarrassed, it's like no one ever really says like, oh, I'm so embarrassed about that. Mm-hmm. Or like, this was embarrassing. Like, that's something personally.
Yeah, I feel like with embarrassment, that has to do with other people, and shame has to do with yourself.
You think so?
Because it's like, if I walk out of here, walk down the stairs and I fall and nobody sees it, I'm not embarrassed. But if I would, like, I knowingly like do something to somebody and I know that was wrong, now I feel shameful. Like,
I see it. Yeah.
Like, it's like if something embarrassing happens to me but nobody's seen it, then I'm not really that embarrassed. But if somebody, one person seen it, I'm like, ooh, they seen me. So I feel a little bit embarrassed because right. They saw what happened. But if it's I know, then I might feel shame.
Right.
And it's like, dang, like, is it my character? Is it me? Is it this? Like, why did I feel like that was okay?
I see what you're painting the picture now. Yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Because I'm like, embarrassment for me, I've always been like, ooh, like I told you how that makes me feel. But shame, it does come with a sense of like a little bit of guilt. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of, ooh, okay. Like,
yeah.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, because I feel like you can feel shame about something and nobody else witnessed it, but you know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's your conscience kicking in, too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, dang, like, what happened here? What's going on? We feel guilty. We feel bad. We feel ashamed. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And embarrassment is like a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, it has a little bit more to do with, like, society. Did somebody see me trip and fall? Did somebody pass a little gas? You know, like,
did they hear me say that?
Like,
right,
did they hear me talking about them? Like, did they hear me stutter? Like,
yes, but they do coincide, because now you're embarrassed about, did they hear these things? And now, let's say you were talking about somebody, now you feel ashamed, because it's like, damn, I shouldn't have said, you know, like, I could have kept my mouth closed, or that wasn't right to say.
Exactly.
So they do coincide for the most part.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well.
Well, there is a petition to bring back shame, so I think you guys should look into that. So on change.org. So You too want to bring back Shane.
I'm sorry. That's not funny. It shouldn't be funny, but I think it is funny because it's like,
like, y'all are serious. Yeah, the people are
this
serious.
This is serious business.
Yeah, because I just feel like if we continue any longer and people continue to not have
Shane, look it up.
It's just going to be a bad place. We already going in a bad direction.
We are in a bad direction. I'm really about to look it up because what are they petitioning against?
Bring back Shane. Nobody has Shane.
I'm going to sign it. Oh, Lord, they only have 13 signatures. They need 25, y'all.
Oh, that's not bad. I think y'all could definitely go sign it. And they'll get to 25.
I wanted to see their reasons.
Yeah, what are the reasons?
Okay, let me see. I don't have my, my blinding. Okay, I believe that bringing back Shane would make these individuals act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Agree.
And then they said they need to start making people be ashamed of the things that they're doing and what they put out into the world.
Yeah.
They're talking to y'all.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And you should not be up at 4 o'clock in the morning telling the internet that you have no morals.
Oh, no, that is true. Because why? Oh, I ain't even going to get into
and
it.
And would exercise some activities for a set price of money.
Oh,
ooh, they...
They get on y'all. Y'all solicit.
They talk about the OnlyFans.
Yeah, they talk about the OnlyFans.
Wow, I wanted to see what it was about. But they are very serious. And yeah. If you believe in those things, I suggest that you sign this petition.
If you're all in favor, say aye.
Because we're not trying to, like, I know it's funny.
Right.
I think I'm torn between being the person of shame, where it's borderline funny to me, and then it's also like, what the hell? Like, I don't know, yeah, I'm caught off guard.
I feel like it's some things that's like, okay, we're gonna let you slide because you just don't know no better,
right?
But then there are other things where it's like, that is so shameful, we can't even
get past, like, that. It's giving secondhand embarrassment for me, but at the same time, I'm in the population, which is, doesn't make it right, that I'm laughing.
Uh-huh.
So that's entertaining the behavior at that point. And I'm it's kind of funny to me. I'm not going to lie. Like,
see, I'm the type, whenever I see somebody do something embarrassing, I act like I ain't see it. But they say, because I be like,
bro, I be all up in it.
Like, I'll laugh. But, like, if I see somebody trip, I'ma just be like, dang, they really just fell. But I'ma turn my head.
But, no, it's like, for me, what I'm saying, I'ma be honest, because y'all pretend like y'all don't do the same thing. But I do. When somebody get into it at the store, you know, I do mind my business. But if I just happen to be on the line, I like, it's already wasting my time.
Yeah.
So at least I'll be entertained by it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like, not choice.
Right, not the yelling though. Like, at some point I'm just kinda like, wow, you're acting kinda you know, you're doing the most. But when it's like ridiculous or just, you
like,
know,
it's just comical at this point.
It's comical, like, what are you doing? I'm laughing.
Yeah.
And I ain't got no business laughing. I should be holding you accountable.
Hey, I should be telling you, calm down, cool it down.
Which I have tried to do that before.
And has it worked?
Okay. Yes. Okay, so let me tell you. Real quick, I'm going to tell y'all. I was at the nail shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my nail tech, who I always, you know, we like this, right?
Yeah.
The lady was acting shameful. I'm just put it like ostentatious behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to put it. Just shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing the most, like, doing the most, phone out, recording.
Yeah.
And she's being told, hey, man, like, the issue was resolved at this point. You just acting out.
As usual.
So I tried to hold somebody accountable. I never did it again. I tried to tell the lady, I said, you know, I don't really think it's worth it. Because at this point, your shameful behavior is leading to consequences.
Yeah.
And they're about to call the people on you. And they don't even require that.
Because right.
the issue that was resolved was just perfect. Like, you can't ask for a refund, a whole refund. At the nail shop, y'all go to the nail shop. Most of the time, they're going to tell you they'll fix it before they give you a refund.
Yeah.
Right? So, shall they call the police on her? And the police are called, And respectfully, it's like it didn't have to be all that. So I tried to be that person that it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you should. I didn't say like calm down. I was just like, it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, pointing out the obvious, like you got the refund. Because at a certain point, it's not interest.
She still had a problem.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty bad. It wasn't pretty bad, but it was just kind of like the things that she was doing as far as attention-seeking behavior and stuff, it could have been avoided. And then you're seeing the practice of, like you said, societal view of, now you're getting the camera out. Now you want to record. What you recording for? You need to turn and do a selfie because it's on you.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's on you. You're causing all of that.
Foolish. Like, so... I did try.
Yeah.
I laughed about it when I got in the car, but I did try.
Yeah, we can't help them all. We can't save them all.
I tried, and I haven't tried again.
Yeah. So sometimes you just gotta let it be. Let it play out. She'll look back probably the next day. She's probably like, dang, I really was going crazy on the
I was doing a shot. Lot. Like, you know.
Do all that.
But that's that shame. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you don't have
it
no
comes
shame.
Back later. The shame comes back later. But I feel like it needs to hit y'all in the moment.
In the moment. Before you got out the phone, you should have said, I should be ashamed of myself for still doing it. You know, in your head. I'm not saying you would say that out loud, but yeah that was a situation I had.
That's hilarious.
It was really funny. I got back in the car and I laughed only because it was comical. Because I was like, did this really happen? Mm. But other than that, it was just like, if I really was thinking, I'm like, oh man, that's
right.
You got some bigger stuff probably,
to deal with
or whatever. So you couldn't probably think about the shame. But yeah, that was a situation, public shame.
Yeah, and she should have ashamed of herself. Truly, bring back shame.
Y'all need to sign the petition.
You might put it in the bio. Bring back
y'all need to sign this petition because I think it's worth signing.
I think so too.
Let me not say that because I don't know what this petition is really saying.
Right, we're just joking. But y'all do need to bring back shame.
Right.
I think that we should all reflect on shame and be embarrassed and bring all that back. Bring back public humiliation. Y'all don't be embarrassing them. And that's why the world is going in the way it's going. Everything. Mm-hmm. Y'all doing too much stuff for clout. And clout only lasts for a week. It might not even last for the whole 7 days. Like that internet fame, y'all getting going viral, that only lasts these days. Things go viral every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're putting yourself out there to look crazy on the internet for a day. The internet stays around forever. So you think it's deleted, somebody screen recorded it and they sent it to the group message.
Right.
And so now that video is all over. You know, like, y'all have no shame.
No shame.
No shame. Anyway, bring back shame, y'all. We want to know your thoughts. Do you think that we should bring back shame? How do y'all feel about it? In the comments below.
Yeah, tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
And if you really think, you know, like I said, we can bring it back, but it's... In some ways, it's entertaining. You know, just tell us your honest thoughts. There's no judgment here.
No judgment here.
But bringing back the shame, I do agree. Because the babies are watching. I always say the babies are watching.
They're watching. And we don't want to raise up the next generation to be just as wild.
Right. And they picking up on that behavior, for real. So they watching. And that's the only reason why I would say bring it back. It's really understanding. You know, I get it. You know, not having shame maybe might be making you some money. I don't know. But
That money don't last.
It's like
money to your, you know, like people are morally. So quick to put their image on the line over some money. And it's like, I get it. If you're getting $1 million to go act a fool in the street, I can't say I wouldn't do it. But for why? Is it just for the money? Is it just because, you know, like, you gotta really think about
what's the intent?
Right, you selling your soul to who?
That is true. Yeah.
For the dollar? Come on now.
That's the accountability.
What you be doing. Like, you're wilding out on the internet.
That's the accountability
Yeah.
That I wouldn't have, like I said, I don't do well in those situations. Because I'm like, you want to act up? I'm just let you go ahead and...
you can act up.
Act up and do what you're doing, but that's not right. So I agree. Yeah. Like, what are you doing it for? And did you even think about, you know, taking that step back and thinking about doing the things instead of just following everybody and, you know, respectfully just yeah, that's all I have. Yeah. For,
yeah. Yeah, that's all we got for y'all today. I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Oh, yeah. What's our song? Our verse of this week is Clout by Migos featuring Cardi B. So y'all go check that song out. Make sure that you're tuned into our What's the Point playlist so that you can keep up with all our verses of the week. You guys can follow us on our Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. You can follow me on my Instagram at Devin Nicole. That's Devin with an A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. Make sure y'all are tuned in. All of the information will be in our bio. Mm-hmm. And we'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye. Diamonds on fleek. Change talking about heat. Put it on. Screw. Cut up. Scrape out, scrape. Scrape to a penthouse, Miami Beach. Yeah, yo. Talk crazy on tweets. Who? They don't want it cause I come to defeat. They don't want it. I peep, these niggas all sweet. Weep. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week. Weirdo. Get the what, put it up for my seeds. Put it up. No cure for the IG disease. No cure. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Do anything for clout. They do anything for clout. Anything. Do anything for clout. Huh. Watch your mouth. Watch. Stay in your place. Play. Get out the way. Move. My bitch on your Kim K. Yeah. No disrespect. Nah. Niggas be tripping, but we love. Yeah. Swapping that cars with my. I bought her the limo. She bought me the race.